Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to talk about fueling the fire through joy. Fueling the fire through joy. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 7, the Bible talking about giving, it said, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Praise the Lord. Fueling the fire through joy. Please take your seat. Spirituality is a process laid down by God, or let me say laid down by the Holy Spirit. And when we follow the principles and the process that God has laid down, we will be able to optimize our fervency in the Spirit all the days that are left for us on earth. This scripture is very instructional as we're talking about the believer walking in the ministry of fire. It's instructional. And the reason why this is instructional is that, just look at it. It mostly talks about giving, but it's saying that every man according as he purposed in his heart. So here, in this particular verse, purpose is that important variable that the child of God must be dealing with. That setting your mind to connect with God. Setting things in your mind that this is what I want to do. Being intentional. Being purposeful. Being somebody who has direction. Somebody who has intentionality. You have something, you have a target you have set before you, and you want to achieve that target in the spirit. Mostly people don't set spiritual targets. And when you don't set spiritual targets, you almost operate by the wind. But for you to be very successful in anything at all that you do, you need to be purposeful. So he said, every man according as he purposed in his heart. So purpose has to do with the heart. Tell somebody, purpose has to do with the heart. It has to do with the position of your heart. Now he said, let him give. And we are talking about walking in the ministry of fire. And in that ministry, the fire has to be fueled all the time. We learn from Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 28, when he got to the island of Malta, I mean, the Bible said that they gave him fire to keep him warm. But he put in more brushwood and that increased the fire. So the fire of the Holy Spirit that has been deposited in us, there are things to do to fuel that fire. There are things to engage. There are spiritual principles to engage to ensure that in your industry you are not just flesh and blood. In your home you are not just flesh and blood. Are you here with me at all? In that you must carry a certain aura of fire with you as a Christian. One day I was in South Africa and I was I went to the zoo, the game, in Cape Town. And the guide who was leading us, we saw, I don't know whether it's a zebra or one of these animals. We saw either zebra or camel. And the tour guide said that, we're approaching them, there were about three, and he said that we should quickly walk past them. And I said, why? And he said that the way they protect themselves is that they fart. They will flatulate. I think that's the word. They have a way of farting, and when they fart, any aggression towards them will disperse. That's their defense mechanism. That if an aggressor, a predator is coming for them, they only have to release one gas. And that is the fire that will send that predator to hell. I said, what a powerful fire. You know, very serious aggression. That's everybody as a child of God, you have been given some inherent fire that should be able to protect you. Now, animals that are predators to that kind of, you know, animal, I don't remember which one, but I'll find out. They know that for them to successfully pounce on them, they need to do that on their blind side where they are not releasing that gas. So I believe that for that particular animal that has that gas, anytime it is in a territory that is a bit hostile, it is very alert and it prepares its internal system to unleash at the least. That's how the believer should be operating. That there must always be this fire element around you. Are you here with me at all? In your home, in your industry, in comfortable environment, in hostile environment, there should be this fire element, fire, you know, variable around you that makes you untouchable. So you see that animal is doing catwalk there, romantic walk there, because wabuan hononam. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody now. So when you don't know how to generate your fire to quell attacks on you or to, you know, dispel, repel attacks on you and all of that, you become meat. You are in your office and the fire is not on. You are living life and the fire is on. You should know how to turn on the fire. Tell somebody, know how to turn on the fire. Because you are a fire believer. Tell somebody, you are a fire believer. So he said that you purpose in your heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, for God loves a cheerful giver. So what you prepare your heart for is what helps you to be able to distribute any kind of spiritual material. The anointing goes into the heart. When David was about to be anointed, the Lord told them, all these people you have lined up, their heart is not good. None of them has a good heart, so the anointing will not land on them. So you are looking on the outward appearance, but I, God, for me to anoint, I look at the heart. Are you here with me at all? It is the heart that becomes the bowl that connects and collects the anointing. It does what? Connect to collect. Say it. You can open a shop like, you know, a confectionery shop and say, connect to collect shop. I'm just giving you a business idea. Connect to collect, see to see. When Elisha was following Elijah, Elijah told him, he said, if you will receive, first of all, you must connect so that you can collect. He said, as long as, Elisha said, as long as the Lord liveth and I die, so liveth. I am connected with you so much that the connection will not allow you to carry the anointing away. And so you see, that is how the anointing flows. You need to be connected with the Holy Spirit. You need to even have a certain level of affection, honor, reverence for your shepherd, your pastor, as a means of connecting. Are you here with me at all? That's why the anointing doesn't flow to you the moment that you lose your honor for whoever is pastoring you. It won't flow. It's like the tap, the tube is broken. The water will be flowing. The people will be receiving the water are the people whose tubes are fully connected. And so there is a possibility for you to be here and you are not receiving anything, but many people are receiving because they are fully connected. And what you use to connect is your heart. Now, I'm talking about the heart because whether you'll be happy or you will not be happy, it's all dependent on your heart. It's dependent on your what? He said that according to what you purpose in your heart, so let him give. So the giving, the receiving, they are all a function of the kind of heart you have. Now, the instruction the scriptures give is that guard your heart, because out of it comes all the issues of life. So for the believer to continue to walk in the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, there is a need to guard the heart. There's a need to do what? There's a need to guard the heart. If you allow your heart to become a Tujimi heart, what a heart. You find out that that heart will be a bolarized heart. Things break the heart so much that it gets to a point, the Bible calls it broken heart. Jesus said, I came to heal the broken heart. There are some people, they can really not receive the anointing. And they cannot walk in the anointing because they are hurt, they are bitter, and they cannot be happy at all. I'm preaching this message. I'm sure when we talk about fire, it's walking in the anointing. And you will not see the consequence of not walking in the anointing until you start not walking in the anointing. When the anointing is not there, you ask Brother Samson. Then you will know that things that you usually do with ease and it brought you success, you are paying attention to do it and you can't pull it off. The Bible said that, and he rose up and shook himself like as he would do in sundry time or before, and the shaking did not shake. But before, he could yell, be playing timey, shoo, and he's gone. You know, you will not place value on the anointing until the anointing is not there. And for many of us, we always get jobs, we perform, we do well, we prosper and all of that, because there is a certain anointing on you. If you lose that anointing, you will start struggling. And so, one of the reasons why we meet like this is to learn and find ways of fueling this anointing that turns our engine of functionality and productivity. Connect and collect. Connect to collect. Are you here with me at all? Connect to collect. So, please, do not allow your heart to be a rubbish heart. Issues can fill the heart so much that you will lose the space to accommodate spirituality, the space to accommodate the anointing, the space to flow in the anointing. And if you have been flowing in the anointing, you find out that the more issues you have in your heart, the less effective you are. I'm preaching this thing. Please wake up with me. Tell somebody, the more issues you have in your heart, the less flow you have in the anointing. That's why make sure that you guard your heart against bitterness, against pain, against sadness, against sorrow. Guard your heart. Don't let these things come and stay in your heart. Purpose that you will have a healthy heart. And the Lord said that if that is fine, then it will be easy for you to be a cheerful giver. To be what? A cheerful giver. That is to say that anything that will attract the good attention of God must be done with cheer. It must be done with joy. It must be done in your utmost satisfaction. It must be done in the spirit of joy, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of excitement, in the spirit of gladness. Are you here with me at all? Something that you do it in the spirit of praise, in thanksgiving. You do it with a spirit of gratitude, appreciation. You do it with a spirit that says that I am really happy to do this. So the giving starts from a cheerful heart before your hand will drop it. If your heart is not cheerfully giving it, it doesn't bring satisfaction to the consumer that your hand is giving to. I'm just saying that. Say we reserve we do an in free nakuma who dear nyao de and song. The anan so and yao de in free nakuma. It's a very deep one. And Gorawa and Kameka Sapa. If your husband is giving you and it's not from his heart, I how dear baby papa crying. It has to be, you have to be very joyful, cheerful. That's why I just see all the people who have lovers who are not excited about them. When your lover is not excited about you, who be to cry and who is she? Yeah. And we can have somebody who is not necessarily very pretty, but he has a very cheerful lover. You will see that that person will be blossoming. Why? Because the anointing comes from within to beautify the outer personality. Because joy is happening. Are you here with me at all? I'm preaching this in here. If you have a team and the people on the team, they are anti-joyful people, that team is about to go down. You have to eliminate anti-joyous people in the team. Some people, they are anti-happy, anti-joy. Those people, it is very difficult for them to be productive. You have a team that is happy to be around you, happy to be around the space, happy to do what they are doing. And when people are not even competent and they are happy about what they are doing, they are likely to do very well. Am I preaching here at all? I look like I'm lost. Am I here? Or have I entered Cote d'Ivoire? I'm right here. There are, if your team people are not happy around you and around what they are doing, it doesn't work. And I'll show you scriptures. So, cheerfulness is a fundamental requirement in anything that we do that will bring blessing from the Lord. Bible says that serve the Lord in gladness or with gladness. Now, because this element of joy is important, you just look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah, it says that the believer must not play with joy. Joy is powerful. 8:10, Nehemiah 8:10. It says that the believer is running a race, and the way to run this race appropriately is to run it with the joy of the Lord. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise the Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you are either joyful or sorry. You are either strengthened or you'll be sorry for yourself. Joy makes you strong. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Say joy of the Lord. I can't hear you. Say joy of the Lord. Tell somebody your anointing will never show up until you are a very joyful person in the Lord. You should be happy coming to church. Happy praying, happy singing, happy dancing. Tell somebody that there is nothing positive in not being happy. Especially in the Lord. I'm telling you. I have not seen a truly anointed man of God who is not a joyful person. It's like the anointing hates people who cannot be joyful. That's why I just see all the people who are preaching, they are angry as if they are fighting people. Bitter, angry. The anointing doesn't flow. And yet, ding to say kako. Kakocious. The anointing cannot flow. It has to be soft. We know you are tender in the spirit when we see your joy. It's too powerful. Ask somebody, why is it that you are not happy presenting yourself in the presence of God. Ask somebody. You are going to work, you should be happy. You are in your house, you should be happy. Tell somebody, be happy. Tell somebody, just you see, this thing, sorrow or joy is cultivated. Is what? It's cultivated. Nobody should be the determinant of your personal joy. You should purpose in your heart that I, Francis Orbit, I'm a joyful person. Because I have the Holy Spirit in me, I want to energize or activate that aspect of it called joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is not a gift, though. It's a fruit that you cultivate. You must cultivate that fruit, and it becomes a spiritual capacity for you. And he said, at the level where this becomes a spiritual capacity, it will now become strength for you. It will become what? The joy of the Lord. What is the joy of the Lord? Joy in God. Joy that I'm a Christian. Joy that the Holy Spirit is in me. I'm happy to be the house that is resident to the Holy Spirit. I am happy that the power of God is seated in me. I am happy that Jehovah Overdo, I am his house. I am happy that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am happy that no matter what is happening around me, the greater one lives in me, and I am more than a conqueror. It gives me joy. It's God's joy at work in me. And you have to unleash it. You have to do what? When you unleash joy, supernaturally, the Bible says you have strength. So you will see that your brain is dying because your joy is running down. The Bible said, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. You just see how when you feel sad for a long time, you feel sick. The psychiatrists are here. There's a psychiatrist specialist here. Small time now, they will say she's having panic attack. Small time now, after a while, they will say she's experiencing anxieties. Then they say she's experiencing symptoms of depression. Then they will put you on antidepressant. That is, you are unable to function on a normal level by yourself. You need antidepressant to balance you. And most of the time, the reason why that happened was that maybe an experience that was a bad experience, a traumatic experience, you refuse to allow the resources of help to take you out of that trauma, take you out of whatever was you were not happy about, and then as you were just feasting and feeding on it, it just gravitated from one level to another level. To another down, your mind now begins to think in that. Your mind becomes fixated on anything that is even happy. When people are even happy, it annoys you. Why are they happy? I'm not seeing top with the mats. Why are they laughing? We are not seeing top with the mats, so should we die? The economy is hard, so should we die? You know, sometimes people commit suicide. You don't even understand. They are teaching you something, you can't find your head around it now, and then you commit suicide. That's why the thing is joy of the Lord, not joy of book, not joy of marriage. Are you here with me at all? That let God be the foundation of your joy, and let that define your productivity in life. Let that define your relevance, your essence, and your existence in life. Only God must be existential in your life. Not the things around you. If you allow things around you, you will expire. They took me abroad. I studied and I failed and I came. So, do you know how many times Professor Lotte failed? Do you know how many times? The exam is there for some people to fail. The target has been set so that some people will not meet it. You meet it this time, somebody will meet it that time. All of us don't meet it at the same time. Different, you don't know. That's why it's a target. If it were not so, it wouldn't be set. Then you don't even sleep. Is it the target? Oh, every time the target. By the time you know, your sleep leaves you. And then when your sleep leaves you, your human battery gets hotter and hotter. And then after a while, unse battery na home no. Have you seen some of you, your phones, you can't close it well. I miss the days of Nokia 3310. And that's Sony Ericsson. Unse battery na home. Go explode this year. It's not working well. So some people are here. If we check the condition of their heart right now, you will see that chale nipa yari no manam. Nya easy. Unto me na. Boy, you see a jaw and one and one. Come on, shout, say, oh no, oh no. Girl, you see a jaw. On pe, you know, on pe. Hey, radical. Oh, pepe, papa. They don't love you. Love yourself, eh? Perpetual. And you want to say, oh, you a dip. And no, no, no. My brother, baby, you a radio, me, whoa, a radio. I remember one man of God. Look, Bible said, be strong in the Lord. One man of God, his children died. And some church members, they all had an accident and they died. And they were having a convention. And the pastor who was preaching that night, the pastor was taken over by sorrow. So he couldn't preach well. The man of God was then, Chade. He was a general overseer and I born a shirt and I was saying, for Mike, mommy. Oh boy, everywhere. It was the Friday of the convention when his children had an accident together with some pastors and they died in this country. Some bishops were angry that he should have sat down and not preach. So he told them, he said, if those kids were from my other pastors and they died, I would have preached. They are my children. I will preach. Sometimes the thing you want to stop doing, that is what will give you joy if you continue doing it for the sake of God. Oh, this one, somebody has offended me. I won't sing again. You are dying, you know. I failed one paper. I won't write. I won't school again. You are dying. Alote wrote it, they say how many times? Like 9 times. And the mystery is that some of these things that you are fighting with today and they have become a world to you. In some decades to come, I've seen one small boy on social media, 5 years boy. He's solving mathematics I used to solve in the university. 5 years boy, he's toying with my university days. Some of these things that I don't have a house, I don't have a rent, that you want to kill your, I don't have, you want to kill yourself with. Let's give ourselves time. In 2 decades, you will see little children, and they will be playing with it, and giving it to you is no cost at all to them. Those are the things you wanted to kill yourself with. Joy of the Lord. Joy is your strength. Ask somebody, are you feeling weak? Your antidote is joy. Tell somebody, take doses of joy. From the word of God, from the spirit of prayer and supplication, excite yourself in the Lord, knowing that your future is secured. You are not going that. Tell somebody, you are not going that no matter what is happening. You are not going that. Tell somebody, forget that feeling you are feeling. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. That's why, forget that thing. So what you need is an injection of the word of joy. Are you here with me at all? When you are feeling low now, just check the scriptures of joy. Listen to this preaching I'm preaching. It will lift your spirit up. You need good news. When you are down, you don't need more bad news. You are down, you go for good news. They give you a report that, oh, you have so and so sickness. You don't go looking for, like, how many people has it killed? Okay, what's the next step of deterioration? You go and look for good news around that bad news. The testimonies around that, because you'll be one of those testimonies. I'm not hearing somebody say amen here. Bad news produces more bad news, oh. That's why association gives energy. Company gives energy. It can be negative energy. It can be positive energy. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. So you go to people who are making it, and they once you hear their success stories, you find out that oh, who crowd the angasana, and you are grokra. Receive joy. Oh, you didn't get it. Let me talk to these people. Receive joy here. May you receive joy in your spirit, man. Receive joy. No matter what is happening, joy. Say joy. I can't hear. Say joy. Say I'm a very joyful person. Say it to yourself. Open your mouth. Tell your, hey, I, Francis, I'm a very happy person. You can't walk in the, you can't walk in the fire. Sorrow kills the anointing. It kills the fire. It's a cold room. It's a refrigerator. It's a mug. There is hardly will you see dead people in the fridge smiling. They don't smile there. Dead people cannot have. Bible says, let everything that has breath praise. It takes life is what praises. Are you here with me? He said, there is no thanksgiving or there's no praise in the grave. Some of us, when you cross over to eternity and they show you your account of joy, how much happy you could have lived life here, you'll be surprised that you didn't really live. You just passed through like that. Small marriage you don't have, no. You are depressed. You are almost colossal. Can't stand failure. You can't stand the people. What will people say? Now people know I found Ben. This always I found. I feel like preaching this message. Oh. People never found Ben. A bit to, Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Say I am on my way to where my life will be better. If I do not allow sorrow to kill me today. Yeah. Your spouse is disturbing you. And I may come on, Pastor Beku, me who on my office, me who be come on. Okay, hey. Look at someone say, hey. Utumidan, what should I? You dream, and when you wake up, you are so troubled by the dream that you lose your joy. Dream. Something that is happening in the spirit or wants to happen in the spirit has taken your joy away. Where there is a remedy, you must not die before your time. You dream bad dream, you wake up in the name of Jesus. I take my authority. This dream cannot happen in the name of Jesus. You don't need any great anointing, no higher anointing, no akwanchere. The whole anointing and akwanchere and the great anointing is in the name of Jesus. That's all. That's all. Look at somebody say, hey. Don't you see that your beauty is even going? Ask somebody. It's like, well, you used to be very beautiful and happy. They say bitterness and sorrow collapses more of your facial nerves. Facial. No wonder. Some people look more than their age. And when you are not happy, then you look very bulky. You can be size 8 too. But I swear to do. You are getting closer to the march. like it's like the whole world you are carried. That's why I say, hey, lose your joy. Release the joy. Let that boss who has tasked you with all the task, all the target, see you walking on the corridor, very happy and shaking. He's a good confused the guy. We present me tiana car with target. I said, "Nini aje? Di ane kos? Let me die for me obey. You want die beba? We do it with joy. There's no value in sorrow. Weeping may endure for a night. I reward die be kumi pao." Are you here with me at all? Some of you have outlived your season of sorrow. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a season to mourn. And why are you mourning? One exam you failed. Your parent marriage didn't work. And what a worry. When your father was proposing to your mother, were you there? He said, oh, me, I want a home. I want my mother and my father, blah, 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 blah. Okay, when you're into it. You can't do anything about it. And no, no, no. It's like, okay, why is it that I can't have mommy and daddy together? You can't have. The two say they won't stay. So you two, you will vanish. Hey. Some people, they gave birth to them, they never saw their father. Either dead or away bus. I can never go back. Allah wapata la kapataya. Enti. Joy has come, Abi. Receive joy in Jesus' name. When I was growing up, I didn't know my father. I didn't remember. 7, 8, Debbie. My mother pointed me, that's your father going there. That's your father going there. Doing his nyama nyama things there. Ukwa we are teluwe, ukwa we are teluwe. Any and the musa, mininemu. Yes, we need to name. So, mommy and daddy, the way they are quarreling, I'm not happy. Eh? Obey steady. Obey them. Steady. Obey steady. I don't like my boss. Doesn't like me. I don't like my boss. You didn't go to work to be liked, to be loved. My boss, my friend won't fight. My friend won't fight. My mama, yeah, but my friend won't fight. Friend, send in a message. Send in a mail. Eh, by force. Or your lover. No, be a friend of fun. Go back the attorney. We are see. When many people do a mission, I see. And to friend to one for me, Chiano Crown, James, and once obey Chia time, be a Uchiana, Ukwa Uchiana, now Oko. And one, no. And then who can reply, say? Who trap and pan? I hear no more reply. You are there. Sometimes your spouse has mood swings and he swung. It has nothing to do with you. Then you want to kill yourself. He's like, what have I done? I don't know. Oh, I send an injury me and I'm in your fan. On what in a swing in the number that I'll. It is just moody from the day he was born. Even when he was born, he didn't cry. Sani pawe ube to me asani yare. O swing ya bobra. O ye radio ba yen na ebedi ye betu as. Some of the things they have nothing to do with you. And if you are not careful, it will deplete the energy in your heart, in your spirit. By the time you know, people will give you bad energy and you will feed on it and it will run you down. You just start second guessing yourself. You think I'm not good enough, then it goes into your self-esteem. What's happening to me? You can't dress now, you forget things. You can dress and then wear one earring and then you leave the other. Maybe wear different shoes. You are like somebody will receive joy today. What dress when you are just I'm sure has a oh God. Let me call me. That means I want to wanna two girls be on free wash you more banana. Nusa bako stresses. I'm so what call you selfie when was it? I'm out, Timokra. On what bash you in your Nigerian? So me call wash you what call there? Go create me content. Jina onaiso. Message you know I have me preach. I'm a Ghana born. Come be boy jam. I bet you joy won't. You didn't even see, but I receive your joy here first. Aleko pata la kapahasa. Say, I have joy, I have joy, I have joy. Say, I'm a bundle of joy. One more time. Say, in the good and in the challenging, I have joy. I have joy. I have joy. Don't die. Don't let anything kill you. You are blessed already. Say, I'm blessed. I'm not waiting for anybody's compliment, anybody's acceptance, anybody's love for me. You see me like this. Ask my wife. I love myself, Bia. I am telling you, I have inherent love for me. Yeah. And a prolonged, you know, absence of joy simply points to one fact, that you yourself, you have lost yourself. And you've lost the source of your life. Look at Job. He went through everything. He said, oh, me wo Yeshua. Me wo Yeshua. He said, me wo Yeshua. Dear me wo Adin. You know, do you have to be a crank? Me shaheya. I can lose everything. And as long as I've not lost God, my joy is complete. Oh, may you have complete joy in Jesus' name. Money should not determine your joy. The money will come. Tell someone, the money will come. And it go choke. I'm not hear you. I'm not hearing you. The money choke already. The doctor says you can't give birth. And no, faith. Why? God forbid. Into one wa. Is that the only reason for your existence? Bible says that Hannah was in sorrow, but when she heard the word of the Lord, she went, she ate. Her countenance changed. She was happy. From happiness, now Bible says that, and Hannah knew her husband, or her husband knew Hannah, and she became pregnant. Yeah, you cannot be pregnant chasing the sperm, fertilize my egg. Where are you, ovulation? Where are we passing? Why are you anxious? What the hell? Fegum, fegum, fegum. Hey! Be happy. Pour it inside. Let me carefully collect it. You can't collect pregnancy being careful. There has to be a recklessness about that collection. Am I preaching to somebody now? Ask the people who got pregnant. It was never planned. Why are we not in a wheelbarrow? You are collecting what? Be reckless about this matter. When the law is called what? Business is not working. What you use to draw business working is called what? It's joy. Makopara gada gada das. Ah, yes, we. Everybody lift your hands now. Miwa Yeshua. Miwa Yeshua. Can you clap your hands if the joy has entered your heart? Can you move to about seven people and prophesy to them? You are my fan. You are a bundle of joy. Move. Hey. Yeah. Sometimes sorrow works like carbon dioxide, or if you like carbon monoxide. all these toxins that are in the environment, sometimes that's how sorrow works. It can choke you and kill you. That's why every serious warrior knows how to scream out energy. He knows how to what? Sometimes the way to let that carbon dioxide, that toxin that has entered your spirit, that sorrow that has, he should just stand and say, hey! Let it come out of you. Come, be collected. Come, be collected. Because you want to give it every day, missionary. Because in your mind, you know, that's a collection position. You better stay there. You better there. I say it's like straight pump it inside. We lose creativity. We young givity, creativity, just agility. If you are in one side, there flat nana over five. That's our best stereo. Receive joy. I say receive joy. I said receive joy. One more time. I said receive joy. You are a pastor, they are singing. Be happy. I have not seen all these pastors, they are singing, they stand there like nothing is happening. Ah. Hey. Oh, pakwa paka 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 pakata. May joy fuel the fire for you. Tell me, speak in the language of the spirit. I baria kwa patata, ila bakwa patala, empeleke petelepe. I free myself from the shackles of sorrow, shackles of sadness, shackle. Hey, bola kwa patara kwa paya, elepeli kutala. Any sorrow that has engulfed your heart, may your heart be freed from the shackles of your pain, your experiences, your encounters that are not good. May you be freed from it, from the broken heart. Trying, and it's not working. May you be free from it. Something will work in your life. Shapata la kapata ila baba bada bada shaya ye mashika patala. Joy comes in the morning. Lekwe petelia, tap into the season of joy. Rekwa parasotala ila pataka kapatata shala kwa pata itwa la kapatus ila bata kapata. Is in the matter. Joy is in my life. Etili pipiti kiti parada gabada. Elegebelegebeke totola gabagada. Lift your hands and pray. There is joy. And there is fruitfulness. There is fire. The anointing is working. Shaparagada gada. Shelebadaba. Shabadabada. Joy. Receive doses of joy. Receive doses of joy. Hey. Receive. Epelimentulika prataka. Rekwa patala. Istora grapatala. Elitu sapreri. Ishalabada. I am the Lord of the Lord. I promise success.
Most High God of Heaven, Most High Ruler of the Earth,
please lift your communion. Lift it.
King of Nations.
Lift your bread. Say, as I partake of the body of Christ, I cannot have sorrow. Only joy is planted in my heart. Say joy. Say, I have joy. The joy of the Lord. The spirit of sorrow. The garment of sorrow. The spirit of heaviness leaves me right now as I partake of this communion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Partake of it. Take the blood as well and mark yourself.
You're the Most High King of Nations. Oh, hallelujah.
It's too powerful. It's too powerful. Say, my joy. My joy is established. My joy is established in the name of Jesus. It is settled.
God of heavens, oh, you are the Most High Ruler of the earth.
Worship him if you have. Jesus.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.